زمانه لو مايان برو تو بس تي كومبول لو تي مي دو باشا ديشن كمبيتش سان بينسن بكم كيش دي رو بان ساتا دي سان ماشو
As always, please listen to this discourse with the highest motivation of attaining Buddhahood through the merit you have gained from the teaching and practice in order to attain Buddhahood for the sake of helping all beings. So tonight we are here to talk about Jupta, Buddhist school of thought, and there are four schools of thought. Two of them believe in selflessness of person and not selflessness of phenomena, whereas the remaining two not only believe in selflessness of person but selflessness of phenomena as well. Anyway, tonight let me now start talking about the second school of thought called Sotantrika. Or the four, okay, sutras system school.
The Tantra Deva Nanyan Chanta Tana Tantra Deva Khaoni Chayan Tantra Deva Nyung Hanta Karachan Tantra Deva Sengyate Tantra Karu Kenya Vasin Ruri Ruri Do Shibya Nika Dhamba Chaba Kenya Viti Ni Tantra Temen Ji Chanta Nanyan Kondra Jira Tantra Deva Sengyate Tantra Deva Sengyate Rūrī dāng, shidēng nī kā dāmbā chūpa kēnē, nī tēmē dī tūnā mūmī kōsā jīmā, dā dā vās.
So, what is the definition of a proponent of Sotantrika? A proponent of Sotantrika is a person who subscribes to Hinayana school of thought and contents or beliefs in true existence of self-knowing consciousness and external phenomena. So this school believes that self-knowing consciousness called a perception and external phenomena both have a true existence. Etymologically speaking, this school is called Sotantrika, or the follower of sutra. In that, this school presents its philosophy following sutra or sutra teaching given by the Buddha. And particularly, Rinpoche Dedun, seven steps of Abhidharma. This school also has another name, and it is called Petamba, means an analogist, because this school tries to establish all categories of phenomena by way of analogies or examples.
Mm-hmm.
So this school follows seven Abhidhamma sutras, seven Abhidhamma sutras, which were compiled from memory, from photographic memory in brackets, photographic memories in brackets, by Shariputra, Moggallana, Kattayana, and so on. Now, the first school of thought, the Vaishaka school, takes that the seven Abhidhamma sutras are actual teaching of the Buddha. Now, as for Swatantrika school, the school is divided about this issue. The one camp of the school says they indeed are teaching of the Buddha, whereas others believe they are not teachings of the Buddha, rather they are teachings of the Buddha given by arahats. And some school, or some even go to say, or go to the extent of saying, they were not even compiled from memory by arahats. They were put together by ordinary beings. So as to what the seven sutras are, the school is divided among its members. Broadly speaking, there are two sub-schools of Swatantrika, those who follow reasoning or reasons, and those who follow scriptures, or scripture following Swatantrika, and reasoning or reason following Swatantrika. Obviously, Swatantrika school who follow scriptures follow the seven Abhidhamma sutras and accordingly present their views about ground reality, path progression, and resultant state, and so on, based on what is in the seven sutras, seven Abhidhamma or metaphysical sutras. Whereas Swatantrika following reason, they follow seven pramana works, seven works of valid cognition written by Dharmakriti, for example, Pramana, Vartika, and so on. So this sub-school presents all its views about things based on reasons propounded in seven pramana works or pramana treatises by Dharmakirti.
Mm-hmm.
Now, both of these schools, when presenting their views about things, they do so presenting things under three divisions. She means base or ground reality. Lam means path, and that means how you progress on the path. Debu means a result. And when you follow the path based on the ground reality, where do you arrive at? So the result. So now, of three, of these three, when we talk about Shi, ground reality, obviously this school talks about the two truths, Guntuk Dhamma, Samvritti Satya, or that's Guntuk Dhamma, relative truth, or truth for concealer, or truth for concealed mind. And the translation of this term keeps on changing. Anyway, the Tibetan word is Guntuk Dhamma. The English translation of that is relative truth, conventional truth, truth for concealer, truth for the concealed mind, and so on. And then the second is ultimate truth. All schools of thought, all four schools of Buddhist thought talk about the true truths. So the view of, for example, the view of ultimate truth of this school is more subtle than the view of the first school, but the view of this school about ultimate truth would be surpassed by the view of mind-only school, only to be surpassed as it were by the view of the middle way school. How does this school define ultimate truth? This school says an ultimate truth is a phenomenon. An ultimate truth is a phenomenon that bears ultimate analysis because it exists. It exists by the power of by the power of a mode of subsistence, and without being imputed by sound and thought means by sound and concepts. I said again, ultimate truth, according to this school, is a phenomenon which bears ultimate analysis, and because it exists by the power of by its own power, by its or inherently, if you like, and without being labeled by language and concepts. So it says, Jatok Tata Mayimba, an ultimate truth, is a phenomenon that is not merely imputed by terms and concept. And this word merely negates different things. And what is negated by this word merely differs from school to school. So what is meant by may and not? Okay. What is the criterion of being merely labeled by terms and a concept? A thing would become a merely labeled entity if it cannot perform the function of producing its effect despite its existing characteristically or inherently. I will talk about what mindfulness school say about being merely labeled or not being merely labeled by term and concepts, language and concepts. And for that matter, I'll talk about that. And how do Madhya Mikkens talk about that? So when we get there, I will explain. Now, one of the clauses in the definition is Jesu Drupal. So Jesuit Drup means how does an ultimate truth, according to this school, bear ultimate analysis? And that is to say, when ultimate analyzing reason consciousness investigates and finds where the thing is, where the phenomenon is among its bases. This school says it can be found somewhere, and therefore it bears. It can withstand reasoning. It can withstand analysis applied by ultimate investigating reason consciousness. And again, here, the criterion of being able to bear ultimate analysis differs from school to school, or the interpretation of that again changes. As Geshe-la, could you please give us an example of ultimate truth according to the school? And this school, Geshe-la says, according to the school, all impermanent phenomena or compounded phenomena are instances of ultimate truth. So all impermanent things, therefore ultimate truths, are called so because Lord Don Dhamma means ultimate consciousness, which because ultimate consciousness referring to direct prime cognition correctly gauges, correctly gets at them or gauges them or understands them unmistakably. So that's a brief definition and explanation of the definition of ultimate truth. So what is conventional or relative truth, or truth for concealed mind? Truth for concealed mind. So, the definition of conventional truth is a phenomenon that is merely labeled, constructed by ideas or by mind. And an example of etymology is Tokpen Nangchata means mere appearance, a phenomenon which offers a mere appearance to the concept or to the conceptual mind. When I say concept here, in translation, I mean conceptual mind. So, conventional truths are merely constructed by the conceptual mind, and the conceptual mind is called the concealed mind. In what way is conceptual mind a concealed mind? It is concealed mind in the sense that it is concealed by generic image, such that blocked by generic image, the conceptual mind cannot nakedly, starkly specifically characterized phenomena. And the word here, specifically characterized phenomena, is synonymous with impermanent functional things. In other words, conceptual mind is a concealed mind in that it is not able to see impermanent things that specifically categorize nakedly without being without being blocked, but opaque nature of generic image, if you like.
So
in what way conceptual mind is a concealed mind? It is, as said before, conceptual mind is a concealed mind, for the conceptual mind needs to eliminate something that is not, okay, something that presents as an impermanent phenomenon, but which is not impermanent phenomenon. And here, that which is not impermanent phenomenon is the it's a genetic image, So, conceptual mind needs to get at impermanent phenomenon by way of eliminating the semblance of impermanent phenomenon, the generic image.
I'd
like to again reiterate the difference between that, okay, the difference of the two schools in terms of okay, the difference of the Vaishika, the first school, and the Sautantrika school with regard to ultimate and conventional truths. For Vaibhashika, a phenomenon is said to be ultimate truth. Whose idea, or the idea about which you do not lose, if the phenomenon in question, for example, a vase, is smashed by hammer. Even after smashing, if you don't lose the idea of the concept of a vase, that is in the case of ultimate truth. When you lose the image or the idea of phenomena, when the impermanent phenomenon, for example, is destroyed with hammer, for example, or broken into parts conceptually, if it breaks, if you lose the original image or the idea of phenomenon, then that is an example of relative or conventional truth. For the Sutra school, ultimate truth is impermanent phenomenon that is able to ultimately produce its effect, and a thing that is not able to produce its effect is an example of conventional or relative truth. To give you some more, elaboration on this, for the basic school, the difference between ultimate and relative truth is whether a person loses an awareness of. An awareness of a thing when that is smashed or not. When you lose an awareness of the thing, when the thing is smashed with a hammer, for example, then it's relative truth. When you don't lose awareness, and that is ultimate truth. For Sutra school or Tantrika, the difference between the true truth is whether a phenomenon can bear ultimate analysis or not. If it bears, it is ultimate truth. If it can't bear, it is conventional truth. For mind-only school, the difference between the true truth is whether it serves to be an object of observation. Whether a phenomenon is the ultimate object of meditation, of pure path. Whether a phenomenon is, an ultimate object of observation or object of meditation or for a consciousness which has become a pure path. Now from the Madhyamika point of view, the difference between the true truth is whether it is understood, whether it's directly perceived non-dualistically by direct cognizer or cognition apprehending it. If it is perceived, if that phenomenon is perceived, directly, empirically, non-dualistic manner, by direct cognition, it is ultimate truth, and therefore shunyata is that phenomenon, and the opposite is conventional truth.
Don't know what to say, you go come on and do this. 세도만 이제 되는데 뭐 하는 게 보여 말이야. 되는데 뭐 건가 다 세도만 도 주지 봐도 오늘 단지에 가라. 되는데 뭐 이제 따봐 이미 쳐 되는데 뭐라. 아, 되는데 뭐 이제 되고 되는데 뭐 이제 따봐 이미 쳐 버려. 너 대화 관계를 되는데 뭐 하는 게 보여 그래서.
그래서 땡큐 소나스 아니 제라마 가르사라
샤라마면 룰라 그 인기 볼라 대만다만 그도데 니에 야네스
로폴라 덴탐다
이게
그
보세요나 딴데서 그럼 못 봐봐 기자는 인기 보이면 찾아요 샤라마에
라운
네 인기 볼라 네 말자 아니 디시 치라네 대만다만 그도데 뭐 니셔 샤라마에 네 도데면 디시 치 강가 대만다만 맞아 세점에서 디시 치 대만다만 치는 요마다 대만다만 못 치고 따봐죠 따봐 이 엄마 배 들어가서 듣는데 뭐 돈이 좀 바빠져 오는 거로
나스 아 근데 담도 삼성 담도 제가만 고추 먼저 계시는
싫어 먹으니 이제 듣는 게 뭐니 미쳐서
시도 넘어 보면 캡라
어 당이 볼라네 못하비니 보는 답이니 보니 캐나 싫어
나스
근데 못하비니 볼라야 듣는데 뭐 듣는데 뭐 니에서 소소 싫어 세시다
나 나시 나
달라
되는 데만
좀
타고 나
싫어 먹으면 늦지라 늦지라 듣는데 뭐 듣는데 뭐 니에 너 대원론 디제이나 대단한 많이 미쳤어요. 저는 그저 대마 요만.
나스
다 세소미로 디제이로 그 그저 대마 많이 미쳤어요. 대단한 많이 매. 대인지 다루지 못 건강.
According to Vaibhashika school, if something exists, it has to be impermanent. If something exists, it has to be impermanent. And then with regard to something, okay, if something exists, I'm sorry. If something exists, it has to be a functional entity, or functional movements, a thing that is able to function, so functional entity. For that, as for functional entity, there are two, impermanent functional entity and permanent functional entity. Impermanent and permanent function entity. Now, as for impermanent, as for impermanent function entity, there are two parts. That which is that which is ultimate truth, and that which is conventional truth. Now for the sutra system, or now for the second school of thought, duje means all, according to Swatantra school, all functional, sorry, all compounded phenomena, which is impermanent phenomena, are necessarily ultimate truth. And non-compounded phenomena are examples of, you know, the relative truth. For mind-only school and mind-maker school, ultimate truth is necessarily permanent. For example, shunyata, emptiness, is permanent. And emptiness is ultimate truth, and emptiness is permanent by nature. It's not made, it exists. So that's, you know, brief explanation ultimate and conventional truths. And now again, between the Vedic school and Sutra school, and Shichala Pasara. According to the school, you know, do you know what's called Shecha? Shecha means nobles, things that can be known by consciousness. It's called Shecha means things that can be known. And as for nobles, there are two parts. Permanent nobles, okay, impermanent nobles. Okay, in other words, nobles are divided into two, permanent and impermanent. So, but the interpretation of what is permanent and impermanent differs. For the Vaishnava school, a permanent phenomenon, a permanent noble is that which exists. Tendu means permanently or perennially. But for Sutra school or Sotantika, a permanent phenomenon is that which doesn't have the cause of a disintegration built into it by nature. Okay, a permanent phenomenon is that in which the cause of a disintegration is not built into it, and the opposite is impermanent.
Papa yin ngay ane ku ten de dem gung ngay kundu kari chi jen tu guwa san.
Papa yin gin rwa?
Papa yin ngay ten de ye ma gung ngay ma zu ye pe na. Papi kumbu tawa je tere tani nye dhru pung yin gu de se yung guwa rwa. Tien gu de se ngay te tanda yaw ma jide yin na. Ani nye dhru tabi cha ji te ane kuna lawa te te lewa yin sa kuwa ngoo tapa re de. Ku ten de yaw ma re se. Do de we, tante ni shi guwa.
Let me give you an example from the Swachandrika school point of view. Something that is permanent, but that needn't exist timelessly at all times. I will give you the example of truth of cessation, you know, the fourth truth, the fourth of the Four Noble Truth. The truth of cessation that you will achieve in the future, which you don't have it now, that we don't have now. But when you become an Arya, or when you become, let's say, an Arahat, for example, then the truth of cessation, which is permanent cessation of all delusions, will just crop up take root. And to the cessation by nature, to the cessation by nature, when it comes into being in your consciousness, will abide forever. Disintegration is not built into it, in that it will not become non-true cessation. However, it doesn't exist permanently, or it doesn't exist at all times, in that, like now, we don't have it. But we, okay, when we have it, then it will stay forever. So, the second knowable is impermanent knowable. And yet, the two schools, while they speak the same language, impermanent, and they say an impermanent phenomenon is a momentary phenomenon. And but what is momentary is now different yet again. For what is momentary according to Sutra school? Momentary is a phenomenon that ceases, okay, a phenomenon that ceases to be in the second moment of its existence. Okay, the phenomenon that changes, I should say, that changes in the second moment, literally it says rang to be keji nipa madyo sarabal.
Rang to be keji nipa ne madyo pa te shara do deva keji me tenro.
Okay, I'll say, I'll try to be more precise, sorry. According to this school, Swatantrika, a momentary nature of a phenomenon is a phenomenon that does not stay after, okay, soon after it comes okay, that does not stay in the second moment after it comes into being. Rang Jube Geji Nyipa Mepe means when a phenomenon comes into the being, the first moment, in the second moment, that's okay, the first moment phenomenon has ceased to be. So that is very subtle. Whereas a moment for the Vaishaka school, a moment is, okay, a moment is production, abidance, and disintegration. Three things involved. Okay. A momentary phenomenon is that which comes into being and abides for some time, how long, I don't know, and then abides. A completion of this cycle would constitute one moment. The Sutra school says, Shiva, Jiva. I'm writing up terms here. You know that this word called jipa, you know jipa, you know this one? People who know when it's pointed, is it? You want to see bigger, Kathy? Anyone? Jikwa means like jikten. Jikten means the jik means the world. Jikten means, you know. And jik, okay. And jik and shipa means Shipa means Now for example, you know, this pen. Rang to be keji tangguna. The first moment this pen comes into being, it's jipa, it's a disintegration already exists in it. And so that when it's the second moment, you know, in other words, the process of disintegration or wear and tear, if you like. So when this pen comes into being, the first moment, jipa means that it's perishableness. Is it such a word?
Not perishable nature.
Perishable nature exists in the first moment, but it hasn't disintegrated.
Yes.
It hasn't disintegrated. Shibo ngobo mayin sraba? Todebe shibo ngobo mayin sraba? Shibo
tabayin
sraba. Tajibe shibo ngobo mayin sraba? Geshe la kuchi tu si todebe lo raba. Di jipa kandayi res. And Shiva country, she could be a new son of that. Now, the pen of new Chashamina. Now,
Now,
when this pen comes into being, the first moment this pen comes into being, that it will not stay second moment, in the second moment, exists in the very first moment. So it's a perishing nature, that it will perish. I mean, not in a physical way, but you know, the moment you repent, subatomic change, you know, this kind of thing.
Impermanence.
What?
Impermanence. It's impermanent.
Yeah. Jigpa.
Like record change.
I don't.
You know, maybe it won't exist in the second moment the way it exists in the first. Perhaps.
No. Are you saying it right?
I'm saying right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying right, but do you get it?
Yeah.
And there are. Yeah, yeah, which do the two moon the letter? Go to the go second, the camera the carousel ambassador. Can I love the two to us? I
don't
know. That the tea she went round to be getting you with the round to be getting the winner over. And she bought it 2 hours, a catch the book and 2 hours over. The she bought it?
She bought the getting you with his 2 hours.
And the she bought the new she bought the Kadu shower.
Now
I get it. Okay, then what is Shiba? Shiba means, you know, it's very hard.
That means very hard, yes.
I'll write it for you. Okay, this is really difficult. This is not Vishnu ka kodo rwa. In a kodo chima de ga no kodo kodo ma.
Shak shikashi.
No, right. This word, jikwa. Okay, jikwa means, you know, just perish. According to Sutra school, this is impermanent. And according to Sutra school, this is permanent.
Okay.
Permanent. Whereas the higher school says, this is not permanent, this is impermanent. Now, and according to the high school, both of these are impermanent. Whereas Sutra school says this is permanent, so impermanent, whereas this is
permanent.
Now, I want to ask Geshe-la, what example would he give of the pen of this one? So the lower schools cannot establish this to be impermanent. Okay, I'll explain what our. The lower school cannot establish this one to be ngopo. Ngopo means functional.
Which
one? The bottom. And that's why.
Thank you.
That's why they have to come up with all sorts of examples for. For the base of, for, okay, all sorts of examples for the storage of a predisposition. For the storage of predisposition. And they say consciousness, contention consciousness, and they come up with. Now, okay, Geshe-la, I ask Geshe-la, what would be the example of this? An example of a shibba would be the cessation of the first moment of the pen in the second moment. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The cessation in the second moment of the first moment of the pen is shibba. And that is permanent, they say. Geshe-la, anu kondu no rawa, shibba dung, shibba de anu kasuri. Shibata Tapa shaku gyumze kare. I'm asking here.
Shepa tapa maja na...
Tapa shaku gyumze kare.
Shepa sengi de... Kondo tapa do ngipo sengi de kare sengi... Ngipo sengi de tanya tabi tade sewe chana. Ngipo kan cheji rabu.
Nare.
Tanya wile te gyo mara penzu tujo gori jo chubo ye. Tanya tabi tade sani yewa go mara wa.
Nare.
Ndo tebe kwa ni karsi keti tombo shi ni, keti nipi kasa lo ni, ta shiba seye jing ceji rogo wama, nipo shi.
Ngobu cinji rogo wama re?
Ceji rogo wama,
ngobu cinji rogo
wama. Shiba se, nzo tu, ndi shiba re se, konzoge yi tsuko wama.
Nare.
Ti yo wama re se. Pena, pomba keti tombo to nipa nye para tela, ta nye pomba keti tombo shibi shiba re se, nzo tu ji goro, te mera wama.
Nare.
Ndo tebe lo yo wama wama.
Nase.
Tanji wilu lu kichi tombo tu nipa nye para lo kwa ni nji pa yi zan pa tupi pa taba zanji lo ni ni jo chulu ma zan zi ni jo gu ma desu. Zi yin za rongi cini ma chubi zi zi ni tu yu wa. Tanji wilu kani yi ki. Ta te 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 ma te.
La la, te kwa te teni ma te jume de. An ne di, ma teaching aids. We need a visual aid. We are all visual aid. So, Shipa, this is a Shipa. Shipa, you know, this school is considered as Shipa, as permanent, because when the first moment of the pen collapses, collapses in the second moment, then you cannot find the collapse in the second moment. You cannot find collapse of the first moment of the pen in the second moment. They cannot pinpoint where the collapse, the disintegration took place. And therefore, because they cannot pinpoint and therefore they cannot find, okay, the first moment of the pen is not findable, the collapse first moment of the pen is not findable in the second moment. When you look for it, they cannot pinpoint. And since they cannot pinpoint, they say it has to be permanent. And they, for it to be, for the first moment, which is collapsed into the second moment, to be impermanent, it should be findable, because all impermanent phenomena are ultimate truth. And as ultimate truth, you can touch, you can feel, you can see it. But the first moment, which is collapsed, disintegrated into the second moment, where is it? You can't find it. And highest school of thought says, although you cannot find the first moment and the second moment, but you can just call it. You can just label, because everything is nothing more than labeled by concepts. So it can, the disintegration or the shiva of the first moment into the second is a process labeled, and that's enough according to the high school classification. Then it's true, she was in the
other of the town of Gawares and in Japan, Nipoy, or Shipan Nipo Mays, and then Gawares. And there is Kitchen Nipa Madeba, Kitchen Nipa Madeba, and it see Japan, this color, and Nipoy, but Chipa Kowars. Not to be Kitchen Nipa and Madeba, not to be Kitchen Nipa and Madeba.
So when the sutra school says this is impermanent and this is permanent, anyway, apart from semantic discussion, Okay. This and this have the same meaning. And Geshe-la says there's a contradiction in the schools, in the assertion of the school. To say this is impermanent, jipa is impermanent, shipa is permanent, you know, there's nothing, you know, like the school says, not staying in the second moment, or the ability not to stay in the second moment is impermanent. Whereas when it doesn't stay in the second moment is permanent. So again, I have to do it so that you see the difficulty here now. Anyway, it means nothing to you, and Geshe-la says, it's the school says that the first moment will not abide in the second moment is impermanent. You know, it's impermanent because it's built into it. When this pen came into being the first moment, it's a disintegration in the second moment built into it, and it won't stay. The first moment of the pen will not stay, but it will go into the second moment. When it goes into the second moment, the first moment has already disappeared. And so that part they say is impermanent. But when the first moment has disappeared, then you know, it's disappeared. You can't find it, you know. If it has disappeared in the thin air example, for example, it has disappeared. The first moment is gone. It is gone, I can pinpoint. And therefore, since we cannot pinpoint where it is, because it has collapsed, disappeared, dismantled, whatever you want to look into the second, and I cannot find the first moment in second. It is some, you know, so that, because you cannot pinpoint, it's permanent. All impermanent phenomena, this school says, can be palpable kind of touch by consciousnesses. Can be found by consciousnesses. You have any questions?
How do we know it's gone into a second moment?
Geshe-la, mm-hmm. Right? 깨지 당부도 깨지 입을 깨지 입을 침바대 근데 하고 그랬어.
근데 하고 그랬어.
Now, how do we know the first moment has gone into the second moment?
That's what you said before.
Yeah, 대개 깨지 교량 납송하서 봐. 깨지 교량 납송하서 깨지 당부도 깨지 입을 침바대 해서 봐. 대 근데 하고 그랬어 침바대.
대 그 동보시 와서 대 경고로 와서 동보시 그 라파가 하고 그러왔어.
보고
기어 담고 들어가. Tate riba mathe re, lo ngama kama te lo shima na songa hako wari. Te ita nima ngado ka ne, mathe nima shiro songa hako wari. Tene 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 mithe re, kichi tamate kichi nima songa hako wari.
We can know that the first moment has gone into the second moment from taking a very coarse example. Okay, that is, we know that a child that was born, okay, let's say 30 years ago, 1930, is now an old man, okay?
If it's a child. Years,
a child.
It must be a female.
Okay, a person born, let's say, a person born as a child, let's say 90 years old, is now an old person. Yeah, an old person, all right?
Yes.
So in a way, the first moment of the child has successively gone into what the child has come to be, an 80-year-old, a 90-year-old person. In this way, we can just trace back. When you trace back, then you can, you can trace this morning's Martin has gone into this evening's Martin. Okay, and then. You can analyze many moments of Martin this morning, and then in this way you can trace that the first moment of Martin this morning has gone into the Martin the second moment, second into the third, and cumulatively into evening's Martin, and Martin, a child born, has gone into Martin, into you now. So
it's a sequential.
Sequential.
Yes,
so it's impermanence sequential.
Rimchi energy metabo chyo de je rimjin je beso de kechi rimjin.
Ah.
Kechi rimjin. Metabo chyo jo ro so. Metabo chyo de kechi rimbo tyu de ba de so de. Kechi Кечи тюбе кенген рвесу на кечи рымба мабу том теба чил матак бур сега рвес.
Да, шуту кечи нжибе чане, не, кто, не бур кану кечи нжилу гору. Ина я кру жинжи джансе, зэджансе я тэна я коче гуа мали ндо гору.
So all impermanent things are changed moment by moment. And yet, the continuity of a type, the continuity of the type goes on. Mm-hmm. Continuity of the substance, yes. substantial continuity moves on. Although it moves, changes all the time, but do we see it? Of course we know. I was given an example of the first electronic watch. If you watch the second, mm-hmm. and then nanosecond, you change it all the time, but you can't actually see whether it's one or two or three. It's just going so fast. The example is a child born today, and then in 80 years' time, the child be an old man, old person, old prush, okay, old person, and then the child as a human has continued from the first moment till it dies, but the first moment of a child, when the first moment ceases, the child is already in the second moment. That first moment is already gone. And yet, the second moment then moves on to the third moment, and then maybe an hour accomplishes. Then, a day, and then a year, then 20 years. So the momentariness continues.
And the unconventional reality, the conventional reality saw uncompounded phenomena, yet the ultimate reality saw that compounded phenomena exist, but I thought it would be the other way around, that the uncompounded phenomena would be ultimate and the compounded phenomena would be conventional.
When was the division?
You said it the right way. You said it the right way. So the ultimate truth is compounded phenomena, whereas the relative truth is a uncompounded phenomena.
Okay, she left to say, and you are Maria Kestu to Rwan. Tote was the Rwan, and a shitumna and a chicky shitumna made out of the chaps Rwan.
Mutabahim.
No.
Shiramo.
Shiramo rebel. Toteba. Toteba.
Shiyala Mutaba the Tabanese.
And teaching cards and teaching a kitchen, metal bone over the tackle and washers on the carrier.
She just a new boy in between.
Cala,
she just a new boy in between.
She to no move in the chaps and
Sharamai.
No, and
you put the mother when you take in the same Sharamai.
She to no move in the chaps, and then it.
A new polar tapping upon the mother when you possess a carash.
Okay, now Geshe-la says now for Vipassana school, please. If it is existent, Shidrumna means if it is an existent, according to Vipassana school. If it is existent, it has to be nopo. Nopo means functional phenomena, functional reality. As for functional reality, then there are takpeo nopo and metakpeo nopo. Impermanent functional entity and permanent functional entity. Long. Ani teaching kaisa ani metabo ngobo te.
Metabo ngobo te da ngazo ngobo da te ngobo ni sisi ya. Dawshi bi shawa shi bi teaching ne paya no. Shalom mo bilu don da te ni te dao ma la.
Mari mari no.
Shalom mo bilu no ani yawa shi ya shi ya shi to ngobo teaching kaisa shalom mo.
No.
Da te wo ani shi ya la apa no ngobo ni yo.
No, zai zai. Okay. So for a Vipassana school, if it is an existent, it has to be ngopo. Ngopo means functional reality, or functional entity, or functional thing. And as for functional thing, there are impermanent functional thing and permanent functional thing. And impermanent functional thing and duje means compounded phenomena, substantial substance, are synonyms. But for Vaibhashika school, permanent functional thing is noble and is 글씨를 아니지 딱 보면 그때 가르쳐버려.
또봐 이제 다시 답이 이게 보이세요. 그래 넌가요, 넌 무슨?
나요.
또 또봐 이제 이게 보여서 기억.
So I ask Krishna, what would be the example of permanent functional things from a Vaibhashika point of view? And it says all permanent things like space, which is an example of permanent phenomenon. Now space is a functional thing, but space is not compounded phenomenon. Space is not impermanent, it's permanent. Okay?
됐어요. 너네 뭐 대신 네 방이 빈센이세요.
나래.
저러 뭐 대신 네 방이 빈센이를 집발 했어요. 아 대신 님이 세대 저도 가가 줘. 나래. 그리고 대신 반니 세대 롱은 배우시비 샤와시 네 발로 대신 네 봤으시요.
나래.
저러 뭐 그때 거 말했어. 그러나 반원에 진 넘가네 진 먼저네 시오 파튼 로비네 고 고이고 그래서. 때문에 대신 완전히 넘가네 이 보세요.
So, from a Vaibhashika point of view, space, which is normally permanent from all school point of view, is ngopo. Ngopo means functional entity, and it performs a function. If you ask, what function does space perform? It says, it performs the function of giving space for things to exist. For things to move. If there were no space, you know, if then you can't move. And so space is, space doesn't change momentarily. Space is still permanent and it performs a function. How can a permanent thing perform a function? It allows things to be. And now the Sutra school says a functional thing is which is able to give rise to its own result. Is able to produce an effect that exists in and of itself.
That's okay, so thank you. I think
we'll
start here. We're starting left here now.